KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. We'll check your local sports from yesterday. The Red Oak Tigers took the team title at the Hawkeye 10 Girls Tennis Championships that finished up on Tuesday. That tournament began in Denison on Monday and then moved down to Red Oak to finish play Monday night and Tuesday due to the morning rain. The Tigers notched 30 team points to win the title. Shenandoah was the runner-up in the team race. They had 28 points. Glenwood, Kemper Catholic, Lewis Central round out the top five. In number one singles play, Sophie Walker of Red Oak was the champ, defeating Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah 6-3, 6-2 in the final. Third place went to Brooklyn Taylor of Glenwood. For Atlantic, Hannah Holtz won her first-round match 8-1 over Taya Strickler of Clarinda. Holtz ended up placing eighth as she fell to Creston's Megan Haley 8-2 in the seventh-place match. In number two singles action, Brielle Smith of Glenwood was the winner with a 7-6, 5-7, 1-0 win over Haley Plambeck of Red Oak. Third place in that bracket went to Alexis McGinnis of Shenandoah. The Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association released their latest weekly boys soccer rankings on Tuesday. In Class 3A, Waukee is top-ranked. In 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is number one with ADM at 11, Denison at number 12. In Class 1A, Waterloo Columbus Catholic is top-rated. AHSTW ties with Greene County in this week's poll at number 6. Creston is ranked 14th, and Riverside is tied for 16th. In soccer action last night, in girls' play, it was Atlantic defeating Creston in Hawkeye 10 Conference play 7-2, the final. ADM beat Perry 4-0, Lewis Central over Glenwood 2-0, West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley beat Panorama 3-0, St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 3-0. In boys' soccer, it was AHSTW beating Clarinda Academy 12-0, Riverside over Tri-Center 5-2, Kemper Catholic topping Creston in overtime 4-3, ADM beat Perry in double overtime 1-0, rather, and it was Thomas Jefferson 2-0. Nothing over St. Albert in boys' soccer last night. The Griswold girls and the Sydney boys' golf teams won championships at the Corner Conference Golf Championships Tuesday at the Fremont County Golf Course in Sydney. On the girls' side, Griswold with a 455 team total to champion. Essex had a 481 for second. Sydney shot 494 for third place. Individually, Ronnie Hook of Griswold was the medalist, shooting a 102 total. Lexi Burnison of Essex with a 104 was second. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold shot a 111 for third. Ainsley Byers of Essex a 115 for fourth place. And Brittany Nelson of Griswold a 116, good for fifth overall. On the boys' side, it was Sydney winning with 371. And a 440 total for Fremont Mills put them in second place. Essex with a 474 was third. Griswold shot 474 for fourth. And East Mills at 491 was fifth. Individually, Zane Osborne of Sydney with an 86 was the medalist. Kyle Beam of Sydney with an 89 was the runner-up. Michael Schaefer of East Mills shot 96 for third. Cooper Langfeld of Fremont Mills a 97. And Jackson Gorham of Sydney also 97 to round out the top five in that meet yesterday. In Major League Baseball action last night, Bryce Harper's first Grand Slam as a Philly was part of a six-run second inning against Dakota Hudson in an 11-1 romp over the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins was 4-for-5 with a homer and three runs scored to back Aaron Nola, who limited St. Louis to a run and three hits over six innings. Hudson gave up eight runs, two earned over five innings in that game heard here on KJAN last night. We'll have the third and final game of that series for you this afternoon here on the radio. Pregame is this morning. 11:20 this morning will be the pregame start time. At 12:15 is first pitch. Cards Phillies live from St. Louis. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Milwaukee beat Washington 6-0. Chicago over Miami 5-2. San Francisco beat Colorado 14-4. New York over San Diego 7-6. LA beat Atlanta 9-0. In the American League, Whit Merrifield and Ryan O'Hearn each hit a grand slam while the Royals were ripping the Astros 12-2. Merrifield finished a double shy of the cycle, collecting four hits and tying a career high with five RBIs. Danny Duffy picked up his first win in three starts since returning from a shoulder injury, allowing two runs and six hits over 6 2/3 innings. In other American League action, Chicago beat Cleveland 2-0, New York over Seattle 5-4, Boston beat Baltimore 8-5, Minnesota topping Toronto 3-0, and L.A. over Detroit 5-2. In interleague play, Pittsburgh beat Texas 5-4, Tampa Bay downed Arizona 6-3, and Oakland behind Mike Fiers, who threw his second career no-hitter, beat Cincinnati by a final of 2-0. Iowa State has signed a prep star, Caleb Grill, to a letter of intent. The Cyclones announced Tuesday that Grill, who's a 6'3" guard out of Mays, Kansas, will be the fourth high school player in this year's basketball recruiting class. Grill originally signed with South Dakota State, but he reopened his recruitment after coach T.J. Otzelberger, a former assistant at Iowa State under coach Steve Prohme, left for UNLV. Grill, who averaged 18.4 points, 4.6 rebounds, and 3.4 assists and earned All-State honors from the Kansas City Star as a senior at Mays High, also considered Kansas State and UNLV. Well, the Toronto Raptors are one win away from their second trip to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals in team history and their first since 2016, and the Denver Nuggets are closing in on their first appearance in the Western Conference Finals in a decade. The Raptors have a 3-2 lead in the conference semifinals after Kawhi Leonard delivered 21 points and 13 rebounds in a 125-89 romp over the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers will try to stave off elimination when they host Game 6 on Thursday. In Denver, Nikola Jokic dropped in 25 points and tied a team playoff high with 19 rebounds in the Nuggets' 124-98 blowout of the Trailblazers. Portland is the site for Game 6 on Thursday as the Blazers hope to extend their season. The St. Louis Blues have advanced to the NHL's Western Conference Final by winning a marathon seventh game in their second-round series with the Dallas Stars. Pat Maroon delivered his second game-winning goal of the series by beating Ben Bishop 5-50 into double overtime to complete the Blues' 2-1 win over the Stars. St. Louis will face the winner of Wednesday's Game 7 between the San Jose Sharks and the visiting Colorado Avalanche. In NFL news, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers say the club's medical staff is conducting a thorough evaluation of defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, who was treated and released from a hospital after a single car crash on last Thursday. ESPN reported that Pierre-Paul may have suffered a neck fracture and could sideline him for all of next season. He had 12.5 sacks last season to become the first Tampa Bay player to have 10 or more in a season since Simeon Rice in 2005. The South Carolina Senate has delayed a key vote on whether to give the Panthers tax breaks and incentives to move their practice fields out of North Carolina. The decision to delay comes as it became increasingly unclear if the bill could pass. Democrat State Senator Dick Harpootlian and a few other more conservative senators have continuously questioned whether Panthers billionaire David Tepper needs any public help. Two of Patriots owner Robert Kraft's defense attorneys are being accused of lying by prosecutors in his solicitation of prostitution case. The Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office filed a motion Tuesday asking that attorneys Alex Spiro and William Burke be held in contempt. In racing news, Denny Hamlin suffered from nausea and double vision from carbon monoxide that seeped into his Toyota at the end of Monday's NASCAR race at Dover International Speedway. Hamlin felt ill after the race and was attended to by medical staff on pit road after he finished 21st. Hamlin was treated and released from the NASCAR Medical Center. Debris struck Hamlin's number 11 Toyota during the race that knocked out the right rear crush panel and allowed fumes into the car. Hamlin said he felt fine on Tuesday and he was ready to race this weekend at Kansas Speedway. Well, there will be no Triple Crown winner in thoroughbred racing this year. Assistant trainer Riley Mott has confirmed to the Associated Press that Country House will not run in the May 18th Preakness. Trainer Bill Mott told the Daily Racing Form that the Kentucky Derby long shot developed a cough and was acting like he's going to get sick. Country House went off at 65-1 in the Derby and was credited with the victory following the disqualification of race winner Maximum Security. Maximum Security is also skipping the Preakness. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.